All right. So let's begin. Again, with the Hakdamas, let's go Mishnah Aleph. Okay. So like I said, it's not... Like I said, it's not organized. Iris, this is not organized.
There was like two more paragraphs.
Yeah, but the rest is more apikabal. The rest lakdama. So we'll skip the rest.
Yeah.
All right. So again, parak alf mishnah alf. Like I said, every mishnah is its own avoda. He mentions his own avoda, his own limud, derech avoda. Again, it's not organized like an alf base, like he wanted it to be. But okay, so I guess we'll just read the first mishnah. Everyone knows. Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai. Moshe received the Torah from Sinai at Har Sinai. Masar li Yeshua, gave it over to Yeshua. Yeshua is Zakenim. Yeshua gives it over to the Zakenim. Zakenim the Neviim. The Zakenim give it to the Neviim. The Neviim Masrua la Anshe Knesak Doila. The Neviim gave it over to the Anshe Knesak Doila. And Haim Omru Shleishu Dvarim. Anshe Knesak Doila said three things, three different keys to leadership. Have Masuna Bedin. Number one, a person should be patient in judgment. You know, the simple pshat is a person is like a bezdin, a dayan. They should be patient, listen to everything through. Don't rush to judgment. V'hamidim tamidim harbei. Always produce a lot of talmidim. Don't be satisfied with whoever you taught. Always increase. Basus siyag l'Torah, and make boundaries. Make protective fences of Torah. And don't chazal. Chazal have to make midrabanans and to protect the laws of Torah. Okay, so that's the first Mishnah. Okay, so there's a number of questions that the Gemara is addressing in his words without like openly saying it. First question is, these are famous questions that the Mefarshim deal with. Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai. Really? Moshe kibbutz Torah from Hashem. Happened to be, it was in Har Sinai. Like, what, the fact that it was b'Sinai, first of all, is irrelevant over here. It should say, Moshe kibbutz Torah miHashem, Me'akadosh Baruch Hu, whatever, Me'abayrei, Me'amakim. You want to say it happened b'Sinai is also fine, but why that? There's other ha'aris as well. The language, then the Mishnah says, u'masar li Yeshua, and then he gave it over to Yeshua, but then it stops using the language masara. Then it just says, Yeshua to Zakenim, Zakenim to the Nevi'im. So, like, be consistent. Either it should be, masar li Yeshua, v'Yeshua masar li Zakenim, or Zakenim masar li Nevi'im, or just keep it consistent. Why does it stop using the language of masar, and then it picks it up again, by Anshe Knesset Gedolah, right? And the Via Masru, Anshe Knesset Gedolah. Okay, so those are, there could be these other questions also that he's dealing with. I don't remember, but those for sure. Okay, so let's see it together.
So why doesn't it say Yeshua kibbutz Torah
miMoshe? Why doesn't, right? It makes it, Moshe was Makabel, and then he starts giving it. Right, exactly. Yeah, that's another question. Okay, so he says like this, V'loy Omar, so again, Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai. V'loy Omar mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Sinai. Again, that's the question. It doesn't say that he accepted the Torah from Hashem in the place of Sinai. The answer is, this is the Yisayit. Shema Sheshoim via HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yev Shalashom Nivr L'Kabal. It's a big, big klal. The Gemara right away introduces us to a whole important principle. There's two Torahs. There's the Torah, we've spoken about this, we've spoken about this also. There's the Torah that can be given over, but then there's the Torah that you could only receive from Hashem. You can only receive from Hashem. The Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu received from Hashem, he cannot give that over to Yeshua ben Nun. He can't. He could give over to Yeshua ben Nun a certain type of Torah that if Yeshua ben Nun approaches it and receives it properly, then he'll be able to find in that Torah the words of Hashem speaking to Yeshua. We've spoken about this once, that a person can approach Torah in two ways. Either I just receive Torah from my Rebbe and that's it. And then then usually, you know, like the game of telephone, it usually, you know, veers off at some point, right? Right, exactly. Right. See, there you go. Or you could receive the Torah from the Rebbe, but see it, but understand that it's keys in order to find the Torah within your heart that Hashem is telling you. Now you can't, again, the only person that received Torah from Hashem directly without it having to go through a process of another Rebbe first giving him the keys was Moshe Rabbeinu. But ever since then... So the plan was we would all hear everything from Hashem. But Aseret HaDibur... So that's two. The two first two commandments that every single Jewish person heard, contained in that is every single person's Torah. So really what you're doing is when you receive your Rebbe's Torah is that, you know, that you're going to learn that information, and that information, hopefully, with God's help, is going to open you up to hear your Torah that was contained in a Noichi V'Le'ilecha. So that's what he's saying over here. So again, Shema Sheshamim in Pia Kadosh Baruch Hu, what you actually hear from Hashem, what Moshe Rabbeinu heard from Hashem, Yav Shel Shem Nivra L'Kabel. No other Nivra can receive that. Moshe can't give that over. Kial Kol Inyan Yesh Pirish Lidra Shivim Shana. He says, first of all, every single piece of Torah you can darshan for 70 years. Ki Yidu Mimran Hari, it's a famous Maisa with Arizal, they quote on the bottom. Rei Emek HaMelech, Sefer Emek HaMelech, Marino Rav, Rabbi Avram HaLevi. There's a Maisa that Rabbi Avram HaLevi, one of the Talmidim of the Arizal, Matzel HaRi, he found the Ari, Shaya Marchish, Besvasav, B'tai HaShen. It was a Shabbos afternoon, and the Arizal was sleeping, and Rabbi Avram HaLevi noticed that the Arizal was moving his lips. So Amar Loi, so Rabbi Avram HaLevi said to him, when the Arizal woke up, V'lei Yigali HaRav, Mashalom Delei At B'Zapam, maybe you can share what you were learning. So Hischal Rav Lischlex, the Arizal began to laugh. Pasach Vamer, and he said, Mayed ani alai shmai varetz, I can bring heaven and earth to testify. Ilu yisi doirish, shmainim shan ritzufim. Okay, so 80 years, if I darshaned 80 years continuously, leyecholti lasayim mashamati vizapam, I wouldn't be able to finish what I just received. The Parshas Bilam, Ubaasin, it was negated to the Parsha of Bilam and the donkey of Bilam. It's a famous maisa. So again, going back, so again, the Gemara is saying, so every word of Torah is mamish infinite. It's mamish infinite. 70, 80 years. The nirmas, kalinu shenenu k'may hege, and it's hinted to in the pasuk in Tehillim, that our lives, kalinu shenenu, that our years, come to an end, k'may hege. Like the simple pshat of pasuk is that like life is fleeting. Kalinu shenenu, that our years come to an end, k'may hege, like a fleeting thought, like a passing thought. But v'ein hege el halachas. But the truth is, the word hege in Chazal also refers to halachas, which are very simple ideas. You know, just any basic halacha that anyone can learn. Shenemer v'hege mipiv yetze. So the word hege means a thought or dvar halacha that leaves the mouth. Kelinu shenenu k'may hege. That even any simple halacha that you receive from your rebbe contained in there is 70, 80 years worth of Torah. That even after the whole lifetime, you wouldn't be able to finish talking about it because there's a dvar Hashem in it. Your Rebbe only told you a simple halacha that you can say over in a second. The answer is that he gave you the tools. But now it's up to you to unearth the infinite Torah that's there. But he couldn't say that over to you. So that's the Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one can say. So the only Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to Yeshua is a Torah that he received B'Sinai, a Sinai Degatar. He'll explain what that means, a Sinai Degatar. But it wasn't the Torah that's Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Moshe didn't give over to Yeshua, that he can't. And Yeshua has his own, Yeshua has to find that himself.
Is this E'er Shal Hashem Nivra L'Kabel applied to like anyone's Torah, or is it only from Hashem to Moshe?
So we're going to see, he's going to clarify later, but it means that any person receiving the Dvar Hashem can't give that over to anyone else. It's the nature. And by the way, so you can say for two reasons. First of all, because it's maybe so much, right? So like Rizzo said, it's 80 years, and I wouldn't be able to finish talking. So it's just practically impossible to say everything over. But it's also deeper than that. That's the nature of the Rabbanu Shalom, is that it's yichud. It's an experience of personal attachment. It can't be. Hashem is one. It means the experience of Taurus Hashem has to be in that state of oneness. So if I'm hearing it because someone else told it to me, that's not Hashem's Torah. That's not Hashem's Torah. Not just because it's too much to say. That's not the experience. The experience that's conducive, the environment that allows for the Dvar Hashem, for Hashem's Torah to be revealed and to be taught, is an environment of oneness. And the truth is, the greatest oneness is really within the person himself. Not even Rebbe to Talmud, right? Rebbe to Talmud is even one-on-one, right? But it's still two. The ultimate oneness is within the person himself. So within the person himself, they're able to hear the Dvar Hashem. So they have to receive sort of, it's like comparing Maisa Bereishis, like we said, the Aleph Beis to Targum. It's like Maisa Bereishis starts with the letter Beis, right, Bereishis. But Aseres Adibris begins with the letter Aleph. So Bereishis, there's a Torah of Bereishis, right? The Torah of Bereishis is a Torah that can be given over. That's what Sefer Bereishis is about. It's a history. This person, he begot him, whatever, right? So that's what Sefer Bereishis is about. That's Beis. But Aleph is a Noich HaShem Elokecha, that's, you have to hear within yourself. And so that's what he's saying over here. So even every halacha, which is only a hege, which is only like one particular idea, kolinu shenenu k'mei hege, you could spend your whole life. Vizel yume, that's what it says, vizel yume shenasenu shiv mishana, vim begvur shmona shana, and how long is a person's life? So again, 70, 80 years. So even all of that, it won't be enough to unpackage the Devar Hashem contained in every halacha. U'mashakibol moishim p'ya kodesh baruch hu, what Moshe Rabbeinu receives from Hashem, Shakadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzim mechadesh kedushin v'alachas b'Torah. Hashem, from that Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu receives from Hashem, not only cannot be given over, it can't be given over because it's too much. It can't be given over because the nature of the Torah is oneness. It can't be given over because it's always it always becomes new. So if I give it to you, then a second after I give it to you, it's already dated, right? So like it's a new Torah. It's a new Torah. So that also the reason why I can't. Shu chelik tairasai. And that's his Torah. Torah d'atzilus. That's called the Torah of Atzilus. If you know this form, there's a Torah that's called Torah of Atzilus and Torah of Bria. Torah of Atzilus means Hashem's Torah. That's, and you can hear that, but that's a constantly renewing, and it only can be experienced within the person himself. And then there's the Torah of Bria, the Torah of creation. It's letter Beis, right? Atzilus starts with an Aleph. Bria starts with a Beis. And the Torah of Bria. That's already something that Moshe received from Sinai. That's called Sinai. We'll explain why later, but that's called Sinai. And that he gave over to Yeshua. So he says, but again, this Torah, which is Torah of Atzilus, Yefshel Limsel L'Shom Nivra. Avo Moshe Kibol Torah de Bria. What Moshe Rabbeinu received, which then he then gave over, that's called the Torah of Bria. Shuchelik Torah of the Chedushin, Shemchachin HaNeshamas. That's already a Torah, which is also huge and infinite, right? It's also unbelievably big. But that's already in the category of Neshamas. That's already the Torah that the Neshamas can relate to and be creative and so on. Ub emes Torah achasi. But the truth is, Torah is one. Aval chadush mishnanu. It doesn't mean chas v'shalom that it means it's mamish. Doesn't like on Torah Vatzilos or Torah Bria. It doesn't mean chas v'shalom that every single second there's, you know, throw tzitzis out the window a new mitzvah. It just obviously Torah is the same and Torah remains the same. But it means the chadushim, the you know, layers of depth and new ways of thinking about it and so on, that constantly becomes renewed. Okay, fine. I guess we'll stop with here. The next little piece, he's going to explain why the word Sinai means the Torah that the Torah of Bria, and why that's able to be given over. And then he's going to show us how even in the word Sinai, which hints to the Torah that can be given over, is also remnant to the Torah of Atzilus. So when the Rebbe gives over the Torah of Bria, in there is contained the tools for you to uncover the Torah of Atzilus as well, and that's all within the word Sinai, as we'll see.